This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Governments across Europe are stepping up restrictions to try to beat back a resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continent to their highest weekly level since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said Tuesday there were more than 700,000 new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week, a jump of 34% from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted deaths were also up 16% last week from the week before. French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to unveil further restrictions Wednesday, with media reporting city curfews are under consideration. France's five largest cities, Paris, Marseille, Lyon, Toulouse, and Lille, are already on maximum alert, with bars and gyms closed and restaurants under strict controls. In Germany, politicians are debating whether to extend the Christmas through New Year break to reduce contagion among children spreading to the wider community, though critics say there is no evidence that schools have been infection spots. The World Bank has approved $12 billion financial package to help developing countries buy and distribute coronavirus vaccines. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Of up to 1 billion people, the multi-billion dollar fund is part of a wider World Bank Group package of up to $160 billion to help developing countries fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The group's president, David Malpass, says the plan is to extend and expand a fast-track approach to address the COVID emergency so that developing countries have fair and equal access to vaccines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News.